Did you ever hear, for example, a dairy being a small place out in your yard where you could store milk and butter yourself, or a place for storing potatoes or turnips or something like that?
We use that strictly as the place to milk the cows. And
What about the place where you store corn?
We never did really store that much corn except for feeding the animals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We put it in a crib in the storage room, the feed storage room in the dairy barn.
Mm-hmm. What about that upper part of the barn where you could store hay?
In the loft.
Uh-huh. You know, when you first cut the hay, this may be before your time too, but before they baled hay, and they'd cut it and they'd dry it, and they'd rake it in little piles. Did you ever hear a name for those?
Haystacks.
Huh?
Haystacks.
Uh-huh. What was the haystack like?
It seemed like, if I remember right, it had a wooden pole in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And they piled the hay around the pole, up the pole, you know, to make it up high. And it was there for the animals to eat, you know.
Uh-huh. Any other way of keeping hay outside besides the haystack?
Not that I know of.
Uh-huh. It'd
be hard to keep hay outside in this climate.
It's too wet, you mean?
Mm-hmm. With mold.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again,
mm-hmm.
What would you call that?
Your second cutting?
Mm-hmm.
Second crop.
Okay. What would you call a crop that hadn't been planted but comes up anyway?
Native grass.
Uh-huh. Or say it's been planted the year before and then it comes up the next. Comes up, like, say,
a perennial or...
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear a volunteer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's more or less a grass that will come up every year after you. No, a volunteer is really not one that comes up every year. It's just a straggler, huh?
Mm-hmm. What about a place where you could store grain? What might you call that?
For feeding or just for storing?
Well, I guess for feeding.
Well, the dairy cows used to be silos.
Uh-huh.
And used to be one right out in front. Here it was a cement round thing that was built that they dumped the corn in to let it, I don't know what they mixed with it or whether it was just corn in those days. They fed it to the dairy cows.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Mm-hmm, but not in this area. Not in this area.
Mm-hmm. Where did you hear?
Most of them were in Texas, you know, and places mm-hmm. where it was a lot of grain raised for
mm-hmm.
Commercial.
Mm-hmm. What did they call that?
The granary.
Uh-huh. Well, do you know what it looked like? Or?
I've seen them. They were just big, tall buildings where they stored dry grain.
Mm-hmm. I guess this is really more concerning a small farm than a large dairy farm, but